Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a lesson for you about memorizing words. Now, I'm sure you're all probably at home and maybe you have lists and lists of vocabulary, but it's all really hard to take in, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, vocabulary is like the basic thing of language, right? If you want to speak a language, you need words. And we all need to learn a lot of words, but it's really hard, right?
Exactly. Especially when you have a lot of idioms, too.
Oh, yeah. Idioms. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a dialogue today. This dialogue is going to help you, hopefully, get some tips for remembering all those like hundreds and thousands of words that you need to know to learn any language.
And a lot of you have actually been requesting about tips about how to remember vocabulary. So this lesson is for you. So why don't we go and take a listen?
Sounds good.
Hey, Nina, do you have any tips for how to remember new words? I just feel like I've plateaued and nothing is sticking.
Well, first off, you should switch from vocab lists to multidimensional methods. So include context learning and focus on using newspapers, videos, and conversations.
Okay. By context learning, do you mean using the surrounding words to figure out the meaning?
Yes. It'll speed up your learning, and you can use phonics and roots like trans to break down the words.
All right. Will phonics also help me sound out words?
That it will. However, it's best to listen to a recording of the word whenever you can.
Okay, that sounds doable. But I guess to truly memorize a word, I'll have to apply it.
Most definitely. And you can do that by verbally summarizing the news to a friend the day you learn it, as well as several days after. After all, repetition is key.
Gotcha. Do you have any other tips for review?
Yeah, you can use flashcard apps to strengthen your memory.
All right. Well, maybe I can finally keep on top of all the vocab now. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Colin and Nina. And, you know, Colin, he's struggling a little bit. He's been studying new words, and he feels like he's not learning anymore. He feels like he's plateaued. So he says to Nina, he says, I just feel like I've plateaued and nothing is sticking. So he needs some tips, right?
Exactly. And these are two words that you can use when you're having a lot of trouble progressing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So plateau is actually a French word. Mm. So you can see the spelling here, P-L-A-T-E-A-U-E-D.
Whoa, there's a lot of vowels there.
A lot of vowels, and that is because it is French. Mm-hmm. Just be careful, though, the T-E-A-U is actually pronounced toe.
Mm-hmm, yeah, plateau. So it means like a flat mountain, right? Right?
Exactly. And you can kind of think of this as your level. So you've been going up and up and up, and then all of a sudden you've hit a flat mountaintop. Mm-hmm.
Even though you keep studying, you're not getting better. That's a plateau. We could say you hit a plateau. And maybe some of you are thinking, oh, in Chinese, I think you guys say hit a bottleneck.
Yeah, but in English, we don't really use that.
Mm-hmm, no.
We usually say plateau or maybe at a standstill.
Oh, at a standstill. That's another good one. What about this sticking? Nothing is sticking. Something is sticky?
Yeah, it seems kind of weird, right? But you can kind of think of this information like gum, and it is sticking to your brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I could think of this. Sometimes I hear a really cool or catchy song on the radio or wherever, and I keep thinking about that song all day long. I keep humming it in my head or out loud, and you could say the song is stuck in my head.
Yeah, so it won't leave your head, right? It's permanently in there.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we can use this for a lot of different types of information. For example, the vocabulary is sticking, maybe the dates are sticking if you need to memorize a lot of dates.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So Nina says, well, first off, you should switch from vocab lists to multidimensional methods. Oof, okay.
Yeah, quite a mouthful there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first word, switch. So you might have seen this before. It just means to kind of change from one thing to another.
Exactly. You're changing from one thing to a different thing. So most people just read a list. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to whatever, to 20 or 100 or whatever. But this is changing to something different, something new. Those vocab lists,
Yeah, so vocab lists are, well, you can probably imagine, just a list of vocabulary. And memorizing that can become very boring after a while. So it's good to change it and switch to multidimensional methods.
Okay, so we have a long word here, multi or multi.
Yeah, that's true. You can right? pronounce it that way.
Multidimensional methods. So first, let's look at the dimensional here. We've seen this before, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like from 3D, right? Three-dimensional.
Yeah.
So you can use it to talk about like different sides.
Different features, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there are many different, it's not just one boring thing, it's many different things, right?
Exactly, which brings us to the first part of that word, which is multi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, multi. Multi, you've probably seen this before. If you have multi attached to a word, it means, like many, right?
Right. So if you're talking about a multidimensional method, then you're talking about a method that includes a lot of different methods. For example, you could be listening, you could be watching, and you could be writing to study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of different ways. Basically, that's what it means, right?
That's right. And one of these methods that you can call multidimensional is context learning.
Yes, for sure. Context. So context we've probably seen before. That's just like the kind of the situation that a word is in, right?
Right. And when you're learning a word, you should be learning it in the situation that it is used.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, run. The word run can have many meanings. It could be run a marathon. It could be run a company.
Exactly. And so when you're learning different words, it's really important to learn them in context.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So Colin here, I think he realizes that as well. And so he wants to make sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, okay, by context learning, do you mean using the surrounding words to figure out the meaning?
Okay. So context learning, he's clarifying the meaning here, right? So surrounding words, the surrounding, like the environment you're in, right?
Exactly. So surrounding is basically the area that is around you. But in a sentence, here we're talking about the surrounding words. So it's the word that is in front or perhaps behind the word that you're looking at.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And you can use this, and this is really important to figuring out the meaning.
So figure out, you might have heard already, it basically means to solve something. And this could be by yourself or with others. The main thing to remember is that you're just not looking it up on the internet.
Yeah, nobody's giving you the answer, right? So you can figure out almost any kind of problem, right?
That's right. And when you're learning words, you really want to figure it out on your own, because if you can improve that skill, then it becomes very easy to guess the meaning in the context.
For sure. And not only that, and this is what Nina says next, it will speed up your learning.
Yep. So speed up, it just means to make things faster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a long word here, accelerate, but increase the speed. Go faster.
And in order to do that, Nina says you can use phonics and roots like trans to break down the words.
Okay, so here we go. Phonics. Now, maybe some of you have seen this, maybe some of you haven't seen this, but phonics is all about the sounds of a word and how they fit together and how we can pronounce words, right?
Right, because the way that the words are formed can kind of change the sound. So, for example, when we have an E at the end of the word, it often makes the vowel in the middle long.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you put an E on the end, it makes 8.
Exactly. Or cut, if you put an E at the end, it makes it cute.
Right, so it changes the vowel. So these kinds of rules are really important to learn, usually at the beginning of studying a language, but you can learn it at any time. It will help how you say the words, and it will help you memorize the words.
And another thing that will help you memorize the words are roots.
Yeah, so roots, this is like the, you could say like the basic part of the word, usually the front of the word.
Yeah, so here Nita has given an example. She says trans.
Mm-hmm.
So trans kind of means across.
And you
can kind of see it in a transfer.
Transfer, yeah.
Yeah, so fur actually means carry. So you can kind of think of this word as carry across or give it to someone else.
Yeah, or a word that's similar to that. It could be transportation.
So trans, once again, across, port kind of meaning carry. So it's carrying you across a place.
Right. So learning how to break down these words is really important. So break down.
Yeah. So when you break something down, you're basically taking a large piece and you're making it into smaller parts that are easier to manage.
Mm-hmm. Just like what Lisa just did, transportation, right? You're breaking it down into something easy to understand.
Exactly. And you can break down a lesson for someone by explaining it in small bits.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay, so they've gone over some really useful tips, and the next really useful tip is also about phonics, and it's about sounding out words.
Sound out. Okay, so if you look at this simply, if you break this down, sound comes out, right? So it's like kind of like pronouncing, right?
Exactly. So it's basically that action that you do when you're trying to figure out the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of say it out loud slowly, and you break the word down into small bits.
Right, and the key there is that you're doing it slowly. In small bits, right? You're not just saying a word quickly. It's carefully and slowly.
Exactly. So we can do that with multidimensional as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was sounding it out, maybe I would say multidimensional.
Mm-hmm. Good job at sounding out the word there, Lisa.
Why, thank you.
So Colin's question, will this help him sound out the words? And Nina says that it will.
Yeah, so this is a kind of a strange grammar structure, right? Because
mm-hmm.
it's that, it, and then the verb will.
Right, because phonics has an S at the end, right?
It does. So this might seem a little bit weird because it looks like a plural, right?
Mm-hmm.
But phonics, you can kind of think of it as a subject like grammar or math.
That you can.
Let's go back to the grammar a little bit here. So the verb is at the end here. So you can just basically use this pattern to say something will do something or that it's correct. So
yeah, you're
that.
Correct. And it's like emphasizing and making it stronger. That it will. Well, Lisa, yeah, you're really, really smart, I think.
That I am.
that you are. Yeah. That you are.
Why, thank you. Okay, you guys, just remember, though, it's a really kind of interesting type of grammar that you can use to emphasize it. And it's also going to be the grammar point. So if it confuses you, just check out the grammar section.
For sure, for sure. So Nina, she's giving some great tips to learning vocabulary. And although it's tough, Colin says that sounds doable.
Yeah, so doable, it kind of just means that you're able to handle it. It's
mm-hmm.
manageable.
Yeah, it's manageable. It is hard. Doable means, yes, it's hard, but I can do it.
We frequently use it when we're talking about work or our schedules. You know, maybe
mm-hmm.
you have to work a lot of overtime, but hey, it's still doable.
Yeah, it's doable. It's doable. I can manage it.
Okay, so Colin says that it's doable, but he says, I guess to truly memorize a word, I'll have to apply it.
All right, so memorize. This is a kind of a big important word for this, right?
Right. So it's about putting those words into your memory
mm-hmm.
and in a way that it will actually stay there so you can use it and recall it.
For sure. And I think of like the difference between remember and memorize. Well, like memorize, it's kind of like intentional, purposeful remembering, right?
Exactly. If you remember something, maybe you just naturally remembered.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you actually tried to put into your memory.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to study it. I'm going to memorize it, like memorizing a song.
But for this section, he's trying to memorize the word, right? And in order to do that, he has to apply it.
Apply it. Okay, so you can learn something, that's fine. But if you never use it, you've never applied it, right?
Right, because applying something means using it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, I think even for us, like when we learn new words, we have to use them. We have to apply them. And when you do that, it's really important to do it verbally, right?
Right, and that's what Nina says here. You can do that by verbally summarizing the news.
So verbal here, verbal actually means by mouth. So verbally is the adverb. So instead of writing it down,
mm-hmm.
you are saying it out loud.
Yeah, you're saying it out loud. You're making some noise.
And when you say it out loud, when you verbally summarize something, it really helps you apply the words.
Right, and here's one of the most important tips that we can give you today. And this is what Nina says next. She says, after all, repetition is key.
So repetition is key. Key means that it's really, really important,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And repetition is just saying something or doing something over and over again.
Yeah, repeating it again and again and again. Because you know you will forget a word. Even if you study it, you'll forget it. You have to look at it again and review, right?
Right. And it seems that Colin gets that too, right? So he says, gotcha.
Gotcha, right. It's kind of like got it, right? But it's a more casual way to say got it.
Exactly. So the ch is actually the sound that happens when you link the T and the U. So that's why it becomes gotcha from got you.
Got you to got gotcha.
Yeah,
good,
exactly.
Good.
And they also talk a little bit about review, right? So they also talk about flashcard apps.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I love using these apps on my phone. They're great for studying words.
Because you can repeat them and it will strengthen your memory.
Mm-hmm, yeah, make it stronger. And what does Colin say at the end of this?
Colin says, all right, well, maybe I can finally keep on top of all the vocab now.
Mm-hmm. So keep on top of. Basically, he's not, he can stay ahead of the work, right? He can keep doing the work and not fall behind.
Exactly. So if you're on top of it, you're organized and you can manage all your tasks.
Yeah, manage it. All right. Well, why don't we listen to that one more time?
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Nina, do you have any tips for how to remember new words? I just feel like I've plateaued and nothing is sticking.
Well, first off, you should switch from vocab lists to multidimensional methods. So include context learning and focus on using newspapers, videos, and conversations.
Okay. By context learning, do you mean using the surrounding words to figure out the meaning?
Yes. It'll speed up your learning, and you can use phonics and roots like trans to break down the words.
All right. Will phonics also help me sound out words?
That it will. However, it's best to listen to a recording of the word whenever you can.
Okay, that sounds doable. But I guess to truly memorize a word, I'll have to apply it.
Most definitely. And you can do that by verbally summarizing the news to a friend the day you learn it, as well as several days after. After all, repetition is key.
Gotcha. Do you have any other tips for review?
Yeah, you can use flashcard apps to strengthen your memory.
All right. Well, maybe I can finally keep on top of all the vocab now. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, so Lisa, I mean, we've both studied languages. We know how hard it is. We've taught languages. What do you think is the really important tip in this lesson?
I think that the really important tip is actually to use multidimensional methods and basically to repeat everything.
For sure, for sure. Absolutely. And another thing that really helps is setting a goal, right?
Exactly. So you can set a daily goal and you can also set a weekly goal. For let's say maybe you're going to memorize 10 or 15 words today, but remember to also study them and review them the next day when you also add the next 15 in.
For sure. So we want to know from you guys, what ways do you use to study like vocabulary? Do you use images? Do you learn things in chunks? Let us know what works for you and if you've learned something from this lesson today.
Yeah. Also, let us know if you have any tips about what not to do.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to reading your comments, guys. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Yep. See you then.